Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this very cold but beautiful sky we have over here, January 28, 2024. This is lesson 400 of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary. This is a part 9. I believe I'm echoing in the background. We are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with the Tanita team's hymn entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth besides thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Sabbath blessing, everyone that are just coming in. Before we begin with the Tiny Tot lessons, I would like to ask any one of the little ones among us, helped by their parents, to open with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I'll step in for my girls this morning. They seem to be coming down with something, so they're resting. So if we could all bow our heads and our hearts. Heavenly Father, as we come before you once more, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We ask, dear Father, for forgiveness for anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. And we pray that nothing hinders the prayers that are lifted to you on this blessed Sabbath day. I pray that you open up our ears, our hearts, our minds, our understanding. And I pray that the Holy Spirit can come in and sit and sap with us wherever we may be. Please, Lord, help us to have an understanding of the words that we're about to partake of, and may we be elevated into higher heights with thee. We thank you and we love you. We pray that you put your healing hands upon those that are sick and afflicted, that are going through any type of maladies this day. We thank you for all the brethren that are here and for those that are not here, that wherever they may be, that we always remember your Sabbath day to keep it holy. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's story times, little ones, and we are going to give the mic to our dear brother. The story time, chapter 16, entitled In Gethsemane. This is our part 3 in the story about Jesus.
All right. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 41, and Mark 10, 38 and 39. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Now this is regarding two of the disciples came and said, hey, we want to sit on your right hand and on your left in your kingdom. They still thought he was going to establish a kingdom here on earth. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? In other words, can you endure the trials and temptations and sufferings that I'm going to? Oh, and they said unto him, we can. They didn't know what they were speaking of. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. And with the baptism that I am baptized withal, ye shall be baptized. If any of you ever ran onto the history of the disciples, And where they died and how they died, you would understand that better. But the disciples trusted to themselves. They did not look to the mighty helper as Christ had counseled them to do. So when the Savior was most in need of their sympathy and prayers, they were found asleep. Even Peter was sleeping. And John, the loving disciple who had leaned upon the breast of Jesus, was asleep. Surely the love of John for his master should have kept him awake. His earnest prayers should have mingled with those of his loved master, their Savior, in the time of his great agony. The Redeemer had spent whole nights in prayer for his disciples, that their faith might not fail in the hour of trial. Yet they could not remain awake with him even 1 hour. Had Christ now asked James and John, can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They would not have answered so readily as they did before. We can, as is recorded in Mark 10:38-39. Next slide, please. The Savior's heart was filled with pity and sympathy for the weakness of his disciples. He feared that they could not endure the test which his suffering and death would bring upon them. Yet he did not sternly reprove them for their weakness. He thought of the trials that were before them and said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. He made no excuse for their failure in duty toward him. He made an excuse for their failure in duty toward him. The spirit indeed is willing, he said, but the flesh is weak. I know you meant to, but I understand you're tired. What an example of the tender, loving pity of the Savior. Again, the Son of God was seized with superhuman agony. Fainting and exhausted, he staggered back and prayed as he had prayed before. And this is taken from the story of Jesus, book, page 103 and 104. Okay, Rose.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Dave. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part 3 of our lesson entitled In Gethsemane. In our Tiny Tot lesson book, the story about Jesus, and that will take place January the 27th, 2024. It's time for a little Tiny Tot, and parents, our guests as well, to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. Our new topic is Mammon of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear for our dear Brother Josh, who will be the one to share.
Sad blessings, everyone. And here's today's lesson concerning water. Bible verse is taken from, our lesson about mammals. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of John chapter 4. In the lesson 1, a woman at a well. Verses 9 to 14 says, Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me a drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then and hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And our next lesson in the book of mammals is lesson 2, the importance of mammals. And memory verse for the lesson is John 4:14. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The character quality is kindness versus harshness. The kindness is a decision that delights and contributes to the happiness of others. Nature, the importance of mammals. Mammals are not only important to teach us about God's character qualities, like his kindness, but they help man in other ways, such as providing clothing, giving enjoyment, carrying people and goods, and many other ways. Each kind of mammal has special things about it that make it useful in its place. What good will a horse be if it had the temper of a tiger? Or if the tiger had the disposition of a horse, how could we use him? If sheep were covered with bristles instead of wool, of what use would they be? Or suppose a pack of wolves had been clothed with wool, how would we obtain it? You see, God has matched up the body of the mammals with the right kind of disposition so that the beasts of the field can serve us. He has a special service also for each of his children to perform in this world, and he wants you to have a kind disposition to go along with it. Mammals also help the landscape. They help new plants grow by eating plants and leaving the seeds in their droppings or body wastes. Some of these seeds will sprout and give in new locations. Another way seeds are planted in the burying of food, such as when squirrels bury their seeds for a winter store. Some of these seeds grow into trees. The mammals help in the landscape by planting seeds can remind us how Jesus was helping the religious Samaria by planting seeds of truth in the mind of the Samaritan woman. These seeds would produce trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:3. Burrowing mammals such as gophers, moles, and prairie dogs dig in the soil. This helps aerate the soil so plants can grow better. The way the soil is aerated by some mammals make it more productive can remind us how Jesus would break up the soil of a Samaritan woman's heart by his deeply penetrating words. The burrowing mammals illustrate the important work of repentance. Break up your fallow ground. Jeremiah 4:3. Flesh-eating mammals eat plant-eating animals. If they did not, certain plants would be reduced greatly in number or cease to exist. The land could also be overrun by certain animals. Some mammals help reduce the insect population. Example, aardvarks, anteaters, and pangolins eat ants and termites. Bats eat great numbers of insects. Some mammals help in the sanitation field, like hyenas and jackals, which clean up the remains of large animals that have died or have been killed. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. Psalm 104:21-23. The flesh-eating animals serve man in part because they get rid of dead animals that will pollute the air and cause disease if left on the surface of the ground. Their service reminds us how Jesus was trying to get rid of the prejudice that the Jews had against the Samaritans. It was poisoning their minds and keeping them from being kind. The waste or droppings of mammals and their dead bodies fertilize the soil. Some organic farms use such manure for their crops and orchards. I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit, well. Luke 13:8-9. Animals are made to love and serve man. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 45. It is important that man show kindness to them. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. Proverbs 12:10. As we learn, some of the ways they serve us are by planting seeds, burying the soil, keeping the insect population down, and keeping our environment clean. As animals were made to love and serve man, so man was made to love and serve God and his fellow man. This reminds us how Jesus asked the woman for a drink, thereby giving her an opportunity to serve him. He then showed her kindness by teaching her about salvation. And here in the reminding things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, notice how animals serve man. Sheep give us wool for clothing and also mow down tall grass. We should ever be kind to these animals for their help. This helps us practice being kind so we can be kind to people. Reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them on your nature walks, especially those evidence of mammals helping the landscape. Two, if you have a zoo in your area that has the many animals from your area, visit it. Three, make a list of the way domestic animals serve man by writing or drawing it, and think of ways you can be kind to animals. Four, find pictures of animals helping to put on the bulletin board, if you have one. Notice the actions of animals that remind you to be kind, such as the way a pet dog appears to say thank you, sometimes with a wag of its tail. Five, say a memory verse. Over here are two pictures of two helpful mammals. Above is a giant anteater, and below is a bat. Remarkable parent food. The student of the words find himself bending over a fountain of living water. The church needs to drink deeply of the spirituality of the word. Their service to God needs to be very different from the tame, lifeless, emotionless religious experience that makes many believers, but a little different from those who believe not. Very similar in spirit to the unconverted. Seventh Bible Commentary, page 968. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Never crave the world's advantages and attractions. For the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. We must seek to have an indwelling Savior who will be to you as a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The water of life flowing from the heart always waters the hearts of others. The water that Christ referred to was the revelation of his grace in his word. His spirit, his teaching is as a satisfying fountain to every soul. And Christ is fullness of joy forevermore. Christ's gracious presence in his word is ever speaking to the soul, representing him as the well of living water refresh the thirsty. It is our privilege to have a living, abiding Savior. He is the source of spiritual power implanted within us, and his influence will flow forth in words and actions. Refreshing all within the sphere of our influence, beginning in them desires and aspirations for our strength and purity, for holiness and peace, and for that joy which brings with it no sorrow. This is the result of an indwelling Savior. Fifth Bible Commentary, page 1134. Dear ones, I have a small announcement. We'll be postponing our nature walk segment until the spring by God's loving grace. And I'll turn the mic back to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your brother. But if you have any pictures that you still would like to see, we could also add it to the review section so we can be able to talk about it if you're on move team. And remember, little ones, Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you have any other pictures that maybe you had experienced during this winter and you would like to share it, you can be able to send it and we will add it to the review section that you will be able to share it with all of us by God's grace. Welcome to all the precious brethren. Sabbath blessing. And remember, little ones, Savior, hear my humble cry. What another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. For those that are listening in other devices and later recorded, Sabbath blessing, our opening song is a hymn of our theme entitled Cover with His Life. You can also find it in the hymn notebook in number 412. If you would like to join us to sing the hymn, you may unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. Look upon Jesus, sinless he, Father impute his life unto me. My life a scarlet, my sin a woe, cover with his life whiter than snow. Cover with his life whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life a scarlet, my sin a woe, cover with his life whiter than snow. Deep are the wounds passion has made, red are the stains my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with thee, safe from the law that now judgeth me. Cover with his life whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life whiter than snow.
Longing the day, longing the joy of parting to know. Jesus holds out a robe of white snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my home. Gladly I wear thy pure life alone. Covered with his life, whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe. Covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Reconciled by his death for my sin, justified by his life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorified when returneth my Lord, covered with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder sibling, Mami Sagari, so even our guests would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
We put it up our heads and our hearts and knees and come once more before our Godhead. Heavenly Father, thank you again for making us up for this morning, for bringing us safely throughout this week. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to meet once more on this blessed Sabbath day. May you bless the Sabbath day, dear Father, and continue to keep our minds elevated with thee and our hearts and our spirits. Dear Father, please open up our eyes, our ears, and our understanding. Please be with all those that are here, those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, for those that are not here. Please bless us and keep us all according to your perfect will. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Our opening scripture. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46, King James Version. It reads, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." This our boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, and those that will be listening on the recorded in another day. We are going to continue with part 9 of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take one of the verses, maybe I'll mute your mic, dear one.
Isaiah 53:8 in James Version. "He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken."
Matthew 27, verse 50, King James Version. "Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost."
Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, King James Version. "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And continuing on Matthew chapter 27, verse 52, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And I'll bubble down so someone else can share.
Matthew 27:53.
And came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
Matthew 27:54. Jeremiah. Now when? The centurion.
Centurion.
And
they
that
were with him
watching
Jesus
saw
the
earthquake
and see
those
things that
were
yet
done
they
feared
greatly
saying
truly said
this
wind was the
Son
of God.
Amen. Good job. So today we will cover pages 755 through 756. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 755. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones, to continue?
Continuing, the spotless Son of God hung upon the cross, his flesh lacerated with stripes, those hands so often reached out in blessing, nailed to the wooden bars, those feet so tireless in ministries of love, spiked to the tree, that royal head pierced by the crown of thorns, those quivering lips shaped in the cry of woe. Next slide, please. Continuing, and all that he endured, the blood drops that flowed from his head, his hands, his feet, the agony that raked his frame, and the unutterable anguish that filled his soul at the hiding of his father's face, speaks to each child of humanity, declaring, it is for thee that the Son of God consents to bear this burden of guilt. For thee, the spots of domain of death and opens the gates of paradise. He who still the angry waves and walked the foam-caked billows, who made the devils tremble and disease flee, who opened blind eyes and called forth the dead to life, offers himself upon the cross as a sacrifice, and this from love to thee. He, the sin-bearer, endures the wrath of divine justice, and for thy sake becomes sin itself.
Amen. Let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6 from the King James margin, taken from the scripture song singer in the section Promises of the Memory Verse CD.
Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Savior. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 756. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? Leon, if you might.
Desire of Ages, page 756. In silence, the beholders watched for the end of the fearful scene. The sun shone forth, but the cross was still enveloped in darkness. Priests and rulers looked toward Jerusalem, and lo, the dense cloud had settled over the city and the plains of Judea. The Sun of Righteousness, the light of the world, was withdrawing his beams from the once favored city of Jerusalem. The fierce lightnings of God's wrath were directed against the fated city. The Desire of Ages, page 756, paragraph 1.
Suddenly, the gloom lifted from the cross, and in clear, trumpet-like tones that seemed to resound throughout creation, Jesus cried, "It is finished. Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit." A light encircled the cross, and the face of the Savior shone with a glory like the sun. He then bowed his head upon his breast and died. Desire of Ages, page 756, paragraph 2.
I'm sorry, dear ones. I had to be able to kind of mute because there was a background noise. Let us learn another scripture song together, dear ones, but this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, margin, King James Version, also taken from the scripture, sing a song, in the section, God's Love, of the Memory Verse CD.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the Desire Ages, still in page 756. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Amid the awful darkness, apparently forsaken of God, Christ had drained the last dread in a cup of human woe. In those dreadful hours, he had relied upon the evidence of his Father's acceptance heretofore given him. He was acquainted with the character of his Father. Next slide, please.
He understood his justice, his mercy, and his great love. By faith, he rested in him who it had ever been his joy to obey. And as in submission, he committed himself to God. the sense of the loss of his father's favor was withdrawn by faith. Christ was victor. On the slide it says, I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Psalms 48, verses 8 through 10, King James Version.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear ones. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, also margin. In the same section of a scripture song singer, God's Love of the Memory Verse CD. We are still in page 756. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Blessed Sabbath, dear family. Oh, Desire of Ages, page 756. Never before have the earth witnessed such a scene. The multitude stood paralyzed and with the bated breath gazed upon the Savior. Again darkness settled upon the earth, and a hoarse rumbling like heavy thunder was heard. There was a violent earthquake. The people were shaken together in heaps. The wildest confusion and consternation ensued. Next slide, please. continuing. In the surrounding mountains, rock were rent asunder and went crashing down into the plains. Sepulchres were broken open, and the dead were cast out of their tombs. Creation seemed to be shivering to atoms. Priests, rulers, soldiers, executioners, and people, mute with terror, lay prostrate upon the ground. Isaiah 7:56, paragraph 4.
Amen. So that blessing, my Father, and everyone that had came in. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 20 to 21. Also margin in the section character building of the scripture singer song, River City.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to retain our questions for next week review. May you have time to sit with your children. This topic is very solemn, dear ones. And also, it is the plan of salvation for all of us to know how much the love of the Heavenly Father has for us by giving His Son, and His Son also to do exactly that, by also giving Himself for the sake of mankind, and also for all of those that are willing to come to Him. Please take some time with the children. There's going to be something that they need to really understand, and I know that each parent may be able to have the grace of God through the power of the Holy Spirit to help them along as well. Well, next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing our lesson entitled Calvary, Part 9. If you have any other questions besides this particular lesson, we have 9 parts. You can be able to send it for research, or you can keep it until we get together by God's grace. If any one of the dear family would like to be able to have closing prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we can bow our heads and our knees as possible before we go to the throne of God in prayer. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace, Father, we would like to have all the children that are among us and anyone that will be able to partake of this lesson, Father. May you send your Holy Spirit not only to aid the parents, but also to open the little hearts and minds that they may truly comprehend the amazing love that our Savior has for us, and to always behold Him in the way of keeping the commandments, for that's the only way we'll know that we love Him, for He loved us and He also kept His Father's commandments. We pray, dear Lord, that we may also do the same. Only through Your merit we are able to do so, Father. And we're asking that You may help us. Help us, dear Lord, that we may surrender all for Thee as You have for us. We know that the only way that this can be done, Father, if we may be able to understand truly the magnitude of the love that You have shed in Calvary. Be with each and every one of us here. Be with all of those that are under affliction of any kind, Father. Be with the little ones that are under as well. I pray that you be continue with Brother Dick and also our dear Mama Joan and all of the dear brethren that are here that may have any kind of malady. May you be with us, Father Jesus, I pray. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit, Father Jesus. Feel in the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our unrighteousness is my prayer this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to have a review for chapter 78, entitled Calvary Part 9, and that will take place January the 27th, 2024. May you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath, dear ones, and leave in the scripture and also the quote. The scripture is taken from Psalm 16:8, King James Version. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Margin from Step to Christ, page 69, paragraph 1. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness, all depends upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with him, daily, outwardly, by abiding in him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ first and last and always. He is to be with us, not only at the beginning and at the end of our course, but at every step of the way. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear one, and God bless.